This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The Trump administration on Wednesday unveiled new rules that would allow officials to detain migrant families indefinitely while judges consider whether to grant them asylum in the United States. Acting Secretary of Homeland Security Kevin McAleenan says the administration has no intent to keep people any longer than necessary.
The new rule establishes a high national standard for care of children and families in custody, allows the government to keep families together for fair and expeditious immigration proceedings, restores integrity to our immigration system, and eliminates the incentive for children to be used or exploited to enter the United States.
The new rules would replace a 1997 legal agreement that limits the amount of time that U.S. immigration authorities can detain migrant children. That agreement is generally interpreted as meaning families have to be released within 20 days. The proposed rule is due to take effect in 60 days, but that deadline is likely to slip as it is certain to face numerous legal challenges. President Donald Trump says that he canceled a planned trip to Denmark early next month because he didn't like the way the Danish Prime Minister described the suggestion of the United States buying Greenland. Trump said that he felt Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen's characterization of the idea as absurd was an insult to the United States.
All they had to do is say, no, we'd rather not do that, or we'd rather not talk about it. Don't say what an absurd idea that is.
Frederiksen said earlier in the day that she regretted and was surprised that Trump abruptly canceled his scheduled visit to Denmark for rebuffing his overture to buy Greenland, the strategic mineral-rich Arctic country that is part of the Danish kingdom. Several other Danish political figures assailed Trump's trip cancellation, saying his snub is ill-mannered. This is VOA News.